This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Now we continue our series, Two Languages, Many Voices, about Latinos, who are 16% of the U.S. population and growing. That's a statistic retailers are paying close attention to. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has a case study of how companies sell one product to the Hispanic market, beer.
First, why beer?
Well, they love beer. I mean, Hispanic consumers love beer.
Jim Sabia is chief marketing officer for Crown Imports, which distributes Mexican beers, including Corona.
Hispanics are 19% more likely to purchase beer than the rest of the U.S. consumers.
And in years to come, Hispanics will make up a large portion of the legal drinking age population. With Latinos, Mexican brands would seem to have a leg up. But Bud Light is number one among Latinos. Corona is number two.
Corona Extra presenta Wisin y Yandel, Los Vaqueros, El Regreso Tour 2011.
For the most part, the way all of the brands have tried to reach Latinos is through Spanish TV and radio.
Coors Light, refresca tu mundo.
Sponsorships of Major League Soccer events and concerts.
Porque el carácter se celebra con carácter.
Among Mexicans, I definitely am a Pacifico guy. That is very good.
Juan Tourneau is also a marketing consultant based in Austin. He's originally from Guatemala.
It was funny because Corona a couple years ago came up with a campaign called Nuestro Orgullo, Our Pride. It's our beer, our pride. And it kind of makes sense for the Mexican, who is the largest percentage of Latinos living in the U.S., but if you're a Puerto Rican or a Salvadoran or a Colombian, they're like, that's not my beer.
Juan Tourneau says it's important for advertisers to be aware of certain general cultural characteristics.
But don't overdo it. You don't have to make the culture be at the center of the show or be the spotlight of your ad.
To reach bicultural Latinos, Tourneau believes it's best to treat them like you would the general U.S. market, but give them subtle touchstones they might appreciate. He thinks Bud Light got it right with the 2007 Super Bowl commercials featuring comedian Carlos Mencia. In the ad, Mencia teaches a class of non-native English speakers from all over the world how to ask for a Bud Light.
Okay, class, if you're in the South, you say, hey, feller, give me a Bud Light.
Hey, feller, give me a Bud Light.
Tourneau thinks they work because they're funny and because Latinos relate to Mencia as a fellow Hispanic and relate to the experience of learning English.
If somebody asks you for a Bud Light, you say,
don't speak English.
Also, it aired during the Super Bowl.
It basically tells you, oh yeah, you understand that I am not glued to Spanish language TV all the time and I am not glued to soccer, but I actually enjoy watching the Super Bowl.
Bud Light?
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
The Latino population in the U.S. is so diverse, says Jim Sabia of Crown Imports. They've broken it into groups and not necessarily by nationality.
We segment them by their attitudes as well as, you know, demographics.
These segments have names. Corona drinkers are life indulgers. For Victoria, they're proud traditionalists. The Modelo consumer is a creature of habit. Commercials for the Mexican beer Tecate, imported by Heineken, tailor their advertising to different generations of Latinos. Felix Palau, vice president for multicultural marketing for Tecate, says until recently, their ads only targeted first-generation Mexicans, who he calls the newcomers.
A consumer that normally has two or three jobs, that sends most of his earnings back to his family in Mexico. So a guy that really has a very tough life.
But he says many second and third generation Latinos wouldn't relate to those ads. So now, instead of showing them working at a restaurant, for example, they show them eating there. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.